You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has announced over the weekend in its conference it will spend more than $200 million to fund 600 learning support coordinator positions in 2020. I spoke to Linda Stewart, the president of the New Zealand Educational Institute Te Ruairoa, about the plan. First, I asked, what is the current teaching situation for children with special needs?
We do know is across our schools we've got many children who have either challenging behaviours or have learning difficulties that require support for them. And what we are hearing from my colleagues who are teachers and principals and support staff, whether they're in schools or in early childhood centres, is that that number of students is growing. So we are really concerned about that, obviously, because we just have not had the level of support in our schools or our early childhood centres to actually meet the needs of these children.
What is currently done to help these children?
So we have tried and support our teachers in the best way that we possibly can. We have a role called the Special Needs Coordinator, or in this case it's going to be renamed the Learning Support Coordinator, who is someone who is within our school who helps navigate the sorts of support that the child might need. Now, currently the situation is that that person could be the principal of the school or the deputy principal or the assistant principal or a classroom teacher who's doing this role on top of the other roles that they have in their job description. So at the moment, we don't have a formalised, specific role that is fully funded at all for this very, very important job that people need to do. These people work with families, they work with teachers, they work with the children to try and help get the support that that child might need. So the child might need the support of an occupational therapist, physiotherapist, psychologist. They might need some teacher aid or support staff hours. There are a number of different things that the child might need. And these learning support coordinators actually help for that to happen.
And without the additional government funding, is it difficult for teachers to perform their roles apart from being the coordinator?
Absolutely. So one of the things that that we've been talking about, and in fact this has been a part of our collective agreement negotiation conversations, is the importance of assuming this role and formalising this role, because people cannot do this on top of all of the other things that they have to do. We've been talking about our teachers needing the time to teach and our principals needing the time to lead. And so this role being acknowledged, formalised, fully funded, with the 600 that the ministry, that the government have announced, is just the start, really, to try and address the issues that we have in front of us.
And what does the government announcement have on the children as well, apart from those who have special learning needs?
So the government announcement obviously is a start, as I say. It is something that parents, families have really, really wanted to see happen. So this is a way forward to support families as well as their children.
And why is that?
Because this is something that we so desperately need. So families often need help to navigate the sorts of resources and support that their child needs. They sometimes need help to understand what some of those supports could look like. They often need help to advocate for their child. So this role is one of the roles that is so important in helping this to happen. parents need someone that they can trust, that they can talk to about how they're finding things and the support that is helpful for their child and for them. And this is part of the Learning Support Coordinator's role.
Finally, what do you expect the government to do apart from giving more funds to a more formalised role for children with special learning needs?
So where we're at the moment is today we've moved into facilitation with the Ministry of Education, with a facilitator from the Employment Relations Authority. We'll be looking at those key issues that we've got around attracting people into teaching and being able to keep them in teaching. And we'll have some recommendations that come through from that facilitation that both the Ministry of Education and NZI Te Reo Rua members will need to consider.
Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
That was New Zealand Educational Institute President Linda Stewart speaking on the recent increase in support workers in school for students with special needs.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.